Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. I built up to that one. Here we go. It's 9:19. Brock, Hunter, what's going on? Yo.
Hey, what's going on? I'm hanging out in my robe.
God, you're such a bum. For God's sakes. You know what?
Don't be jealous.
I am a little jealous. I wish I was wearing a robe, some fluffy robe.
You know, there's not too many people in that studio right now. I'm not in there with you. You can probably wear whatever you want.
And my studio robe, I still need to get one of those monogram studio robe. Yeah, there you go.
Dude, you know what? Here's the thing. If everybody just started wearing robes, we all agree it's comfortable, right?
Yeah.
You think a robe's comfortable? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you?
Let's all get on it.
Well, if everybody wears one, then it's not weird.
That's true.
Because then everybody can wear a studio robe. That's another thing you can do. You just label the robes. Well, this is my driving robe.
Yeah. It's my studio robe.
This is my Target robe. I go to Target.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fancier than the Walmart robe, by the way. It is.
It is. It's nicer.
Nicer.
Silk.
Silk. Very short. Very revealing. All right. Enough talk.
Am I wrong, though?
No. For once, you actually do have a valid point. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you this round. All right?
I'll take it.
All right, just make sure that robe's tied tight for you, buddy boy. Let's do your morning dump part of you.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part of you brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You squishy and stinky. You should pump it. You probably should.
See, maybe I don't know if I'd want to be pumping septics in a robe, though.
It's your septic pumping robe. Yeah, that leaves a lot uncovered. Rope. You got to be careful. A German industrial design student has created a device that could be the future of male contraception. It is called, for now anyways, the testicle bath. Long story short, you take your testicles, you put them in a cup that's filled with water, heat it up to a comfortable temperature, and then your junk is zapped with ultrasonic waves, which effectively makes your sperm ineffective.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah. Anytime you're telling me I'm dipping my nuts into anything, I'm going to be apprehensive about
weird.
That. Yeah.
Go ahead. Even just shaving the things, it's scary. You know, I don't want anything.
Hey, go ahead. Dip your nuts in there. No. Why'd you say it like that? I'm not doing that. No.
No.
I will say this is possibly a great non-permanent way because it lasts for about 6 months and then the little swimmers start reproducing again. So if maybe your lady doesn't want to
do it. Nuke them. That's what it kind of sounds like. It sounds like, you know when you bomb, you nuke somebody, it takes about 2 years to... civilization to come back. That's kind of what you're doing. You're microwaving your balls.
You and I are not scientists, but Hunter, I don't think a scientist could come up and say, well, that's not exactly it, because that actually sounds exactly what it is. You're using waves.
Exactly what it is.
You're using waves to fry your nuts and your swimmers in there. Yeah, that sounds like, I tell you what, I'm just going to throw my balls into the microwave. How about that? Does that work?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know how you're going to close the door. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you want to come over this weekend and watch the game? Nah, I got to do my testicle bath. I got to up my nut cooking there. I don't know.
I got to go nuke my nuts.
Got to nuke my nuts. Nut nukers. Whatever. Lastly, let's move on from that because we're going to go too far into it. Would you ditch your kids in coach if you got upgraded to first class?
Yep.
Well, believe it or not, 40% of parents said they would leave their kids in the cheap seats and move up. Overall, what?
They're fine back there. There's a bunch of people watching and the stewardess walking around. You can't go anywhere. You're in a plane.
Yeah. I mean, and for the most part, there's plenty of people on hand. And really, when I look at this study and thinking about parents leaving their kids in coach, you know who's not suffering? The parents. It's everyone else who now has to deal with unsupervised children on a plane. All right.
You ever flown first class?
No, never have. The best I ever got once was
That's why I'm leaving the kid.
It's leaving the kid. You don't get those chances a lot. All right. I don't have first class money. All right. I'm not that kind of guy. All right. I'm in radio, for God's sakes. So if I get a chance to upgrade, like, sir, well, we noticed here that you've been a loyal flyer of Allegiant, so we're going to put you on first class. But is it just you and your wife? Well, we got the kid, but you can leave him back in coach. That's fine. You can sit back there.
Isn't that kind of a weird thing that they do that? They're like, hey, we're going to separate people on this plane. You know, you peasants back here, shut up. We got people in first class up here trying to enjoy themselves.
Don't even think about going to that first class bathroom. We will beat you.
It's kind of a weird segregation thing. Yeah. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're important and you got more money, then, I mean, you are paying more money, but I don't know. It's kind of weird.
A lot of these people, you know, you got to, though, but it's not that much different.
What what else? What else is like that? Maybe like the fast pass?
Possibly. I'd say that. But, dude, you've seen the first class. Like, I've only been on one plane big enough to really appreciate, like, the full separation. Because you most planes, like, all right, you got coach, and then you got, like, business, and then business first class, and then whatever. Mm-hmm. The best I've ever done was, like, business. Like, so it was a little more leg room, and I think that it wasn't quite as cramped. But when Kiki and I flew to Ireland, that was the first time I got to see like one of those big planes and like the full on separation. Like, here's the curtain where you don't belong. All right, buddy boy.
Yeah. There's a wizard's back here. Don't.
Yeah. And what I like too is how they parade you. They parade us poor bastards past these rich people who've already been boarded because first class gets to go first.
You always got to walk by it too, don't you? Too, yeah. Like, you can kind of smell it and get a little taste of it.
You got some lady in a fur coat who gets mad because your carry-on bag bumped her arm while she's trying to drink her champagne. It's like, peasant, get out of here. Yeah.
Here's the thing. This plane goes down. You're coming with us.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you paid for that first class.
Yeah, we're all dying in a fiery wreck, so deal with it.
Deal with it.
Anyway. But absolutely, even with my sweet, sweet daughter, I would leave her ass in coach, and daddy's going to first class. He deserves it. He deserves it. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so what do we got? We got nut baths and kids unsupervised on planes. That works. That works. Yeah. All right.
There you go.
That is your morning dump, by the way, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.